And welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. A new report says Michigan will lose over $140 million in revenue this year to out-of-state vendors selling merchandise online or via mail. To talk about the finding, I'm joined by Tom Scott, Senior Vice President of the Michigan Retailers Association, which commissioned the study. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Thanks, Michael. Glad to be here.
So how do things work right now? Any business that isn't based in Michigan pays no sales tax on goods and services they sell to Michigan residents?
Well, some do, but the loophole in the law is that an out-of-state retailer selling to Michigan resident doesn't have to collect the tax. Now, the consumer who's buying it in Michigan does have to pay the tax, but most people aren't aware of that. And so rather than the normal course of business where the seller collects and remits that money to the state, these internet retailers basically are not collecting it, and so the money goes uncollected.
And how would the state go about tracking something like that?
Well, it would be, that would be the law they would have to collect. And I'm sure there's a mechanism for finding that out.
Now, I mean, is Michigan unique in this situation, or is this a nationwide issue?
No, it's a nationwide issue, and it actually goes back quite a few years. We've been dealing with some form of this for decades when it was, basically catalog sales. But with the internet, of course, it's just become a huge problem. And I've never seen our member retailers so worked up about it, because for them it's really an issue of fairness. A sale is a sale is a sale, no matter where it takes place or how it takes place, and it should be treated the same. And the brick and mortar retailers in Michigan, they all have to collect the 6% sales tax. So should somebody who's out of the state who's selling to our consumers, because a sale is a sale is a sale.
You certainly don't hear lawmakers talking about this. Is there any interest by legislators on this issue?
Oh, yeah. We've been talking to them for several weeks now about this, and there's pretty good interest in it and greater awareness. What happened is this really goes back... there was a Supreme Court decision in the early 90s. That's the most recent one on this. And what it said was the state can't actually force the out-of-state retailer to collect the tax unless it has a physical presence in the state. So say there's a retailer in New York who's selling via the internet into Michigan. What the court was saying is that unless Congress passed a new law, if that retailer in New York didn't have a physical store in Michigan, didn't have some sort of physical presence, then they couldn't be required to collect the sales tax. That's how we got the loophole there.
It's a Supreme Court decision then, right? So
right.
It is essentially the interpretation of the law and stands on its own, doesn't it?
Right, and that's what stood. But they said, of course, Congress could pass a law requiring that. Well, we've been waiting for Congress to do that for decades, and they haven't done it. There's some more interest recently, but we really can't look to the feds for a solution. This has to be done on a state-by-state basis.
I'm talking to Tom Scott, Vice President at the Michigan Retailers Association. You know, Tom, one of the reasons people turn to online retailers is not only the fact that the price is low, but there's also an availability option. I mean, many times they're able to get a wide array of choices that may not be available at a local retailer. Why do you think the sales tax itself would have a significant effect on having Michiganians do less online shopping?
Oh, I don't think it would really require them to do less online shopping. Not very much. But again, it's really just an issue of fairness. And some people look at this and they may say, well, that's a new tax. You can't tax internet sales. But it's an existing tax, and the law says right now that the consumer is responsible for paying it. But it's only because of this loophole that the out-of-state seller doesn't have to collect it. that causes this whole problem. And what it really does is it really puts the Michigan consumer in a bad situation, because if that person was ever audited, they'd end up having to pay that tax plus penalties and maybe even some fines. So the out-of-state seller is not doing the Michigan consumer any good by not collecting that tax.
Although I can't say I've heard of that happening. I mean, at this point, probably almost all Michigan residents have purchased something online without paying the sales tax.
There's actually a spot on the Michigan income tax in which you're supposed to declare that, but most people really aren't familiar with it, and you know, it's easy to sort of gloss over, and it's also very hard to it's very hard to enforce. So really, by leveling the playing field, by making the same requirement for all retailers, whether they're in-state or out-state, that when they sell to Michigan residents, they have to collect that tax, that just makes it fair and a better situation for everybody.
And would this kind of a law, would that be a state law that could make that happen, or would it have to occur? It would just the state lawmakers themselves could then enforce it onto businesses.
Yeah.
Okay, but they'd have to pursue businesses that are out of state. Out of their jurisdiction, no?
Correct. And what happens as we get more and more states doing this, eventually that's probably going to lead to a federal solution. We'll get Congress to pass a law, which will make it a much easier and uniform across the country. But, we've been waiting for Congress to act for several decades, and it doesn't look like they're about to do it anytime soon. So it's really up to the states to start making these moves.
How are things looking for Michigan retailers in general at this point? Is there any sense of how successful the back-to-school season was?
We're waiting to see the final numbers. It looks like they started pretty well. In July, looked like July was pretty good. But we haven't heard from August yet, and generally, the retailers have been doing fairly well with all the kind of problems out in the economy. Consumer spending has been pretty resilient, but we get worried every time we see that unemployment number go up every month, and it's been, I think, 3 months in a row now that it's gone up, and That's a cause for concern. So we're waiting to see what the August numbers come in at, and if they continue the trend that we've seen the last few months, then they'll be okay. Not great, but okay. And if some of this unemployment and other concerns about the economy catch up with it, then we're we're back on the roller coaster with up and down sales.
And in terms of how we're doing this year as compared to last, so far this year, are we having a better year at this point?
A little better. Not fantastic, but a little better. And, sometimes with the economic conditions, even doing just the same as last year is almost a victory. So a little better than last year. Last year was a lot better than the year before. So, there's hope out there, but there's also these, very, very tough situation with the unemployment. And until we can get that unemployment figure down well below double figures, retail sales are gonna be really tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, one last thing. When we talk about this issue of online retailers not paying the tax, I wonder when you talk to Michigan retailers, how much of a bite do they feel that online sales is taking out of their business? Is it anywhere near 50% even?
The ones we've heard from, a lot of them say maybe 25-30%, could be more. And it gives this study that we had commissioned from Public Sector Consultants. They put the loss at about $126 million overall for all the retailers. But as I say, I mean, it's not just a fairness issue. It's really a jobs issue. And the report identified that if we could close this loophole, we'd probably create about 1,600 new jobs in retailing.
Tom Scott, Senior Vice President at the Michigan Retailers Association. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Michael.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.